Here on Afternoon Classical, we have been talking about music that is essential, and we've been talking to folks and learning about what they like to hear when they need some comfort or some solace or just need a little pick-me-up. And we've been talking to some musical experts on Afternoon Classical, and my guest today is Joe Radke, and Joe wears lots of hats. He is the director of bands for Greenville Middle School. He is the director of the Central Michigan Area Concert Band and also the director of the Eddy Band in Saginaw. And Joe plays trombone in the Midland Symphony Orchestra and also in the West Michigan Symphony. Did we miss anything there, Joe?
I don't think so.
That's a long list.
A lot of things that happen, but that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have lots of other side gigs, too. You went from going about 100 miles an hour to recently just slamming on the brakes. How has that been for you?
Well, it's been different. I don't know if I've had this much time since forever, since maybe high school. I have no idea. Everything that I've had has been canceled, and so I'm just teaching from home and practicing a lot and discovering new things, kind of using it to my advantage the best I can, spending time with my family.
Yeah, it sounds like your sheltering in place time is productive.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy, actually, so, and it's been fun.
What are some of the things that you've been doing?
Well, I recently purchased a digital audio workstation on my computer, so I've just been writing like little 16-measure songs, and before I get bored and try to go to the next song. And I've been practicing a lot and listening to music. I've been preparing for Eddy Band. Hopefully that will go this summer. We'll see. We're going to do a recording this summer, so I've been working on that stuff and, the finishing the programming and hiring the band. And I've been working a lot for school. Lots of kids emailing me videos for me to watch and critique so they can get better at playing their instruments while they're stuck at home, too.
That sounds like fun, actually.
It actually has been a lot of fun. And being able to make my own schedule has been kind of cool, too. I won't lie about that.
Yeah, very different for you, that's for sure.
Yes.
Joe, I know that you grew up in a musical family. What was it like around your house? Was somebody always practicing or listening to records? How was that?
I think listening to records is my dad has this giant, giant wall of records. And I can remember thinking that was the biggest wall of records ever when I was a little kid. But he always had music playing on the stereo all the time. My parents really didn't pick music back up until after I kind of talked them into going to the community band, since high school. So I really never saw them play music when I was a kid, except for my dad sang a lot and he played guitar around the house. And, we sang at church and all that kind of stuff. But it was really cool to see them start to play again in the community band. And now it's become a major part of their life as well. So that's been cool, too.
Music has a way of doing that, doesn't it?
Yes, bringing people together and the community thing. I think out of this isolation, that's what I'm missing the most, is that ensemble time, that, time to collaborate with other people in the same room.
And having that shared experience.
Yes, for sure.
And full disclosure here to listeners, I play in the Central Michigan Area Concert Band, and you are the conductor. I play horn, and your mom does too, and your dad plays tuba.
Yes.
And your wife and son are in the band too.
Yep. And I have another son that hopefully will start coming after this whole thing is over. We can all come back together. It's kind of a cool family thing to do on Monday night.
Yes, and I miss our Monday rehearsals at 7 o'clock, too. It's always lots of fun there. And we play such really nice music, too. So I do miss that.
Yeah, and we were working on all new stuff, and we just had to stop. Hopefully we'll get a chance to perform all that music.
Yeah, I'm confident that things will pick up and things will, I don't know about getting back to normal, but I have confidence that people will want to get back together when we can.
Yeah, I think people are craving that already.
Yeah. So, Joe, as a young trombone player, you decided to pursue music as a career, and you went to Central Michigan University and studied with Dr. Robert Lindahl. Afternoon Classical listeners may remember him. He's been on the program a couple of times. Who else were your mentors? Who else influenced you?
Well, obviously, my band director was a big big influence on me. And he plays in the community band as well. So it's kind of interesting to have your band director be in your band.
Your high school band director?
Yep. Claude Lemmer was my high school band director, and he plays trumpet in the community band. And he was the conductor before me. I think, you know, a lot can be said for the people that you meet along the way, all being influences. But some of my biggest ones are Mr. Williamson at CMU, who have just recently retired, taught me a lot about musical phrasing and rehearsing bands and just really high musical ideas. And I really looked up to him as well, I think.
Joe, you have pretty much done it all musically as far as playing and conducting bands and orchestras, classical music, jazz, just about everything. What is some of the music that you listen to when you need a pick-me-up?
You know, when you asked me about this a week or two ago, I thought a lot about it, and I really don't have specific favorites or whatever. It kind of goes by whatever day or however I'm feeling that day as to what I would consider my favorite music. But there are some pieces along the way that stick in my mind. Most of them are from experiences that I've had working as a musician. I think we musicians see music a little bit differently than everyone else. And not only do we have that relationship to the music itself, like all listeners do, but we also have this connection with other musicians that we were working with when we collaborated to make that music. And something I find very fascinating about that is not only are we participating on music with each other, but we're participating with music that was written by somebody that felt some way so long ago, whether we're playing Beethoven or Sibelius or whatever it is, that person had a certain feeling way back then and collaborated with his musicians, and we get to be part of that same collaboration, and I think that's pretty cool.
That's a lot of connections along the way, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you know, there's something very different about being alone in a practice room and working on your part and then going to the actual rehearsal or performance and being part of that whole group experience. It's very different.
You're right. And another thing that's interesting about that is how different it is when you come back to it later. You know, if I rehearse this, whatever the piece was, if I rehearse it this week, when I come back to it, 2 or 3 years from now, even with the same musicians, it would feel completely different. It's fascinating.
Again, the power of music, and as WCMU listeners know, yeah, the power of music, it's just amazing. So you have sent me this list of some of these pieces that are especially important to you, and first on the list is The Street Song by Michael Tilson Thomas. Why is that first on your list?
Well, for a lot of reasons. One, it's one of those pieces that changes the room. When the final note finishes and it goes back to silence, everything feels different. You know, there's a lot of pieces of music that do that, but that's definitely a very powerful one of them for me. I love playing in brass quintets, and it's one of my very favorite things to play. You know, for a trombone player, when you play in the orchestra, there are a lot of times where we just count rests and then we get a cool, you know, 3 minutes to play, and then we count more rests. But in a brass quintet, we play the whole time, and a lot of the times, the music is very, very difficult. Street Song has some very difficult parts for the trombone in it. Especially important to me in this piece is I have a very close friend who passed away, unfortunately, to a heart attack, and we collaborated together on this piece. And he's an amazing tuba player, and he taught me a lot about music and phrasing and all of that sort of thing. And this piece we worked quite a bit on because they had just started this company that worked, they present music, the music process, how musicians rehearse and everything, to corporations as part of like a professional development. And this piece we used as one example of how we collaborate together. And so we worked a lot on this piece. We really got it down pretty well. And it was very fun to perform. And then we also played it on Beaver Island, which is the most magical place to play music on the planet Earth, in Michigan anyway. So that's one of the connections I have to this music. And then I guess to add to that, it has a little bit of a jazz influence in it too, which I really love.
Here's The Street Song by Michael Tilson Thomas, a favorite of Joe Radke's, my guest today on Afternoon Classical. Here's the Empire Brass. Street Song by Michael Tilson Thomas with the Empire Brass, music that is very special to my guest today, Joe Radke. Joe, Street Song.
Yeah, when I was dealing with the loss of my friend, and I was thinking about this interview, I was listening through some of the music that I've done with him, and this really helped me come to terms emotionally with that loss, hearing the and having the memories and all of that. Really helped me sort of feel better and release the emotions that I had around that situation.
That's really interesting. And of course, so much about music is memories. You know, you hear even just a little tune that maybe was something that you heard at home when you were a little or something, and music just triggers so much emotion and memory.
Absolutely. I have experienced that almost daily. When you hear some music and you remember all the things that were around that piece of music.
Joe, the next piece on the list is the Suite in E-flat by Gustav Holst. I have a very vivid memory of that music. The first time I ever heard it, I was actually sitting in a band. I had gone to a summer music camp, and my parents drove 4 hours to take me to this camp. They let me go, and I was sitting in the band and playing this music, and it was the first time I had heard it, and it was a game changer immediately.
Yes, I have the same sort of experience. I was in a honors band, and I don't remember which honors band it was. I think that it was Michigan State's honors band, but I can't totally remember. For some reason, that's a long time ago now. And I had the same feeling. It's just a very special piece. And being a band director, I mean, it's one of those pieces that you want to do every now and then to keep it alive, because it's very special. One of the things I remember about that honors band, though, is when we got all done with the rehearsal, they had assignments for everyone to stay with people while they were down there, you know, like host families. Mm-hmm. And I think I was 16 or something. I didn't have a host family.
Oh.
So, they read all the names off, and I'm sitting there, and no host family for
Joe. No.
So I got put with this host family. They were great, and I had some of the best eggs I've ever had in my life. I still remember them. But that Suite in E-flat, I think I've probably performed that piece more times than any other concert band piece ever. So it is just a fantastic piece. And the first movement is one of my very favorite movements ever. I love the crescendo. I mean, it's just the longest drawn out crescendo, and the idea that you can use the same melody over and over and over again and still keep it fresh all the way to the end is magical. It's such a great piece.
Let's listen to it. The Suite in E-flat by Gustav Holst, a classic for wind band. And this is, I think, Joe, I think we agree, this is our favorite recording with the Cleveland Winds. They're conducted by Frederick Fennell. It gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. The Suite in E-flat by Gustav Holst with Frederick Fennell conducting the Cleveland Winds. Joe Radke, my guest today, yeah, every time.
Yeah, it's always worth listening to.
Yes, yes. So, Joe, thanks so much for being my guest today and sharing with Afternoon Classical listeners some of the music that's important to you, especially if you're going through a hard time or wanting to bring back some memories. It's just a really nice list of music, and you are so insightful. So thanks so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure. I'm having a great time.
So as we continue talking about the music that is very special to you during hard times and during good times, I'm going down this nice list that you sent me, and included is another one of my favorites too. Joe, we really share some similar tastes in music, which is probably not a big surprise, but it's the Symphony No. 2 by Jean Sibelius.
Oh, yeah. I have great memories of this piece. It's a piece that one of the orchestras that I play in does quite frequently. We do Sibelius a lot. The conductor really loves Sibelius. And when I first heard it, especially when you get to that fourth movement and the melody, I mean, it's such a great moment when the third movement transitions right into the fourth movement, and you definitely know it's there. It's like all the clouds part, the sun comes out. It's an amazing moment. But just the feeling that I get when I hear that piece, it reminds me of just sitting there in the auditorium in the best seat in the house, which is right in the back row where you can see everybody playing, and experiencing this music is incredible. Sibelius is cool, especially for people in Michigan, because a lot of this piece is like this dark and stormy sort of gray, cloudy skies, and then all of a sudden the sun comes out and we have our Michigan blue skies and our beautiful lakes and our, you know, the clouds come apart, and it just feels awesome.
That feeling of hope, which is perfect for what we're going through these days.
Yes, absolutely. Some of the things about the second movement that he says are pretty interesting too. He talks about that there's a person in the room. Sibelius talks about that there's a person in the room, and won't answer any questions or anything, and then all of a sudden begins to sing, and he relates that to death. Death is in the room and won't speak to anybody, and then all of a sudden comes alive. And I think that this piece kind of has that feeling where, you know, it might feel sad, it might feel gloomy, but in the end there's hope, and it comes out triumphant.
My guest today is Joe Radke. Joe wears many hats, including director of bands at Greenville Middle School. He is the director of the Central Michigan Area Concert Band. He is the director of the Saginaw Eddy Band, plays trombone in the Midland Symphony Orchestra, also in the West Michigan Symphony, and in the Baroque on Beaver Orchestra, and on. Joe, you are so busy. So thank you for taking the time to be with me today and sharing with us some of the music that's really important to you.
It's my pleasure. And you know what? I have some time right now, so this is great.
Your schedule's opened up a bit?
It's wide open. Yes, yeah. It is.
This has to be so different for you, because up until a month or so ago, you were on the go all the time.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I just changed to a new job is so that I could have more time. You know, I was previously teaching in Breckenridge, Michigan, and I just took this job at Greenville Middle School, and I get to work with middle schoolers, and it also frees up a little bit more of my schedule to do this other things that you just mentioned, the conducting and the performing and all of that stuff, which I also really, really love. And it keeps me real as a teacher. You know, getting to play with a really great clarinet player, really great trumpet player, violin players, they all help you become better teacher, because you have people to ask, but you also have that reference of their sound in your mind, and you get to keep refreshing it when you perform. So that's cool too.
Yeah, so you have the best of all worlds there.
Yeah, I feel very blessed and very lucky to get where I've, sometimes I look back and I go, I have no idea how I got here. just open one door and walk through it, I guess.
Well, the folks that play in the bands that you direct and the folks that play alongside you feel the same way about you.
Well, thank you for that. That makes me feel good.
Another piece that is very important to you is Petrushka by Igor Stravinsky.
Yeah, this was one of the very first pieces I ever got to perform in an orchestra for money. You know, when I first got my gig in West Michigan Symphony, I won West Michigan Symphony and Midland Symphony the same year about the same time frame. They were within a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And I must have just been having a good week. And anyway, one of the very first concerts we did was actually real close to 9/11. I remember that we had to change the program because we had some other things on there, and we changed the whole program. But anyway, Petrushka was on the list. And in rehearsal, the very first rehearsal I was ever in, we got to, there's a certain part in Petrushka, and I can't remember the exact movement's name, but there's a transition, tempo transition, and a new part of the music, and it starts with the second trombone player playing this very difficult lick way down in the bottom of the trombone range. and it caught me by surprise. I wasn't as prepared as I should have been. And I remember practicing so much the next day. I probably spent all day on it just to make sure that would never happen again.
Oh.
And yeah. While, you know, that feeling of anxiety can come over you because of things like that, that piece of music really took me, and I probably listened to that piece of music in my car everywhere I went for the next year because I loved it so much.
And once you got to the concert, I'm sure you just nailed it though, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was totally ready by the concert. I was totally ready by the next rehearsal. So, you know, life lessons, make sure you look through everything.
So. Yes. Yeah. That's good advice for anybody.
Yep. Be prepared.
Yep. And funny how that practicing really works, doesn't it?
It does.
Imagine
that. I
wish I
could convince all my students how much it works.
Well, let's listen to Petrushka, the suite from the ballet by Igor Stravinsky. Here's the Philadelphia Orchestra. They're conducted by Eugene Ormandy. The suite from the ballet Petrushka by Igor Stravinsky with the Philadelphia Orchestra. They were led by Eugene Ormandy, a favorite of my guest today, Joe Radke. Joe, that is such a great piece.
It is. It's really fun to listen to Stravinsky. You never get bored. He's always got some crazy thing in there that takes some mental energy to figure out. And just like Rite of Spring is another one up there. You know, it's a favorite for everyone. But I thought Petrushka has a place in my heart because of that experience. I've also done Rite of Spring and remember having to try to learn how to count that guy. So it's a difficult piece for sure.
Well, you've touched on how music has the power to bring up memories, happy memories, and maybe some not so happy memories, and also how music can help us express our grief and our feelings. And that's what we've been talking about and thinking about a lot recently here on Afternoon Classical as we share music that helps us express those things and help us get through different situations.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree that music is really important to all of us. Everywhere in the world has it, yet no one really knows why. And it must be something that we truly need way down deep inside of ourselves. And to keep it alive, like people like you at CMU Public Radio that make sure everyone can hear these great masterworks and classical music in times like this when we're in isolation is, I think, so important.
Well, thank you so much for that. It is such an honor each day to go into our library and look for music. And it's I love it that people trust me to do that, to present that music that can maybe help us express the feelings now and anytime. So, Joe Radke, thanks so much for helping me out today and for sharing the music that is special to you, too. Thanks so much for all you do to bring music to the world.
You're welcome. It was an honor and a pleasure to do it, and it was a lot of fun. So, and I hope to see you soon in Community Band.
Oh, thank you.